This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Liberal Senator Dean Smith has confirmed he is drafting a bill to allow same-sex marriage and wants it voted on in Parliament by the end of the year. Marriage equality advocates have welcomed the news, saying they hope marriage equality could be on the horizon as soon as August, when Parliament is due to sit again. Smith said, "I am of the strong and clear view that matters should be discussed again and resolved before the end of this parliamentary year." And in other same-sex marriage news, Mark Latham has claimed there is no need for marriage equality in Australia because we don't have enough gay couples. Drawing on the results of the 2016 census, the former Labor Party leader made the comments in a new video on conservative media site Rebel Media. Latham added that important political issues were being sidelined because of the dominance of the same-sex lobby. And New Zealand has issued a formal apology to men who were convicted of historical gay sex offences, read in Parliament by Justice Minister Amy Adams. A bill was also read that would allow men charged with the historical offences to have their convictions wiped from their records. Adams said that allowing the convictions to remain on a person's record perpetuated stigma towards gay men and those who were convicted. And an upcoming rally in Melbourne for marriage equality is set to conclude with a mass illegal wedding of demonstrators. The organisers said, "Australia is one of the few remaining Western countries in which LGBTI people are prohibited from marrying." The event follows the recent illegal gay wedding of two Melbourne men in front of Margaret Court Arena recently, which saw attendees draw a chalk rainbow outside of the arena to protest the tennis champ's homophobic comments. And Neighbours star Matt Wilson, who plays a gay character on the show, has been criticised for recent comments he made during a television appearance, where he said that his character acts straight and normal. He said, "There are a lot of people who think you should have a gay actor playing a gay character, but that's like saying you should get someone in a wheelchair to play a character in a wheelchair. We specifically designed this character to act straight and act normal." Wilson has since apologised on Twitter, saying that his choice of words were not right. And a growing number of single-sex schools in Australia are home to students that are trans. Oliver, a Year 12 student in Victoria, said he was afraid of coming out as trans and feared it would destroy everything. However, he's been accommodated through unisex bathrooms and uniform concessions, allowing him to wear shorts instead of a skirt. Girls' schools in Victoria who are supporting trans students currently include Mentone Girls Secondary School, Ivanhoe Girls Grammar, and Avila College. And Vatican police have raided the home of a cardinal, interrupting a drug-fueled orgy. Police entered the apartment last month after complaints from the neighbours, and when they showed up, reportedly found drugs and a group of men engaged in an orgy. The occupant of the apartment, a priest who served as secretary to a cardinal, was arrested and taken for questioning. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Gay athlete Tom Bosworth has set a world record at the London Anniversary Games for the fastest walking mile. The 27-year-old posted a picture of himself crossing the finish line on social media with a time of 5 minutes and 31 seconds. A soccer club in Brazil has fired four players for filming a gay sex video in the locker room. The group video was leaked onto the internet and featured three of the club's players, with the fourth holding the camera. Port Club Gaucho president Gilmar Rosmo told UOL Esporte that he fired the players because he found the video disgusting and he was afraid of the backlash from fans. He insists the club is not homophobic and believes the players in the video are not gay. Tour de France champ Robert Miller has come out as transgender. Miller is one of Britain's most successful cyclists, once winning King of the Mountain at the Tour de France in 84, but says she is now known as Philippa York. York transitioned years ago, but felt like it was the right time to go public with the news, as she's taking up a commentary job for ITV4 for the Tour de France, and that trans people are much more accepted in recent times. And finally, homophobic boxer Manny Pacquiao has lost his welterweight world title to Aussie Jeff Horn. The Filipino senator was the favourite for the battle in Brisbane, but lost when the judges controversially awarded the fight to the Aussie schoolteacher.
"I guess it's the crowd behind me and all the support, so thank you everybody for coming and watching and supporting me."
Pacquiao once compared gays to pedophiles and animals, but the new champ Horn dedicated his win to bullied kids everywhere. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.